PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. As New Jersey's dry spell continues, the state has shifted from a drought watch to a drought warning. Sean LaTourette, head of the Department of Environmental Protection, says this move mainly impacts supply side actions. There are no mandatory water restrictions just yet.
We need several months of at least average rain, if not substantially above average rain, in order for us to emerge from these conditions.
Officials are urging New Jersey residents to be smart with water usage. The New Jersey Attorney General is suing two gun stores for repeatedly selling gun products to unverified buyers. The AG's office says the retailers Butch's Gun World and Point Blank Guns sold 1,000 cases of AR-15 ammunition without checking if buyers had the right credentials. Those buyers turned out to be undercover investigators with the AG's office, saying the unsafe and irresponsible sales are unlawful. Plotkin's office filed civil lawsuits against the businesses after successfully purchasing 1,000 round cases at least twice from each store this past year. South Dakota's John Thune is the new leader of the Senate Republicans. Thune and Texas's John Cornyn faced off in a secret vote after Florida's Rick Scott was eliminated in the first round ballot for Senate Majority Leader. Thune will replace Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, who is stepping aside as the Republican leader. After the Election Day debacle in Burlington County, voters who faced issues are urged to share their stories.
Calling it unacceptable, Burlington County commissioners want to hear from voters who waited in line for hours to cast their ballots. Written accounts of experiences and concerns can be emailed to 2024election@co.burlington.nj.us. The commissioners expect to have a report with findings and recommendations by the end of January, with the goal of preventing such chaos during future elections. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Lunchables are out of school lunch rotations nationwide. Kraft Heinz is pulling the products from the National School Lunch Program due to weak demand. The company said in a statement it would reconsider bringing them back in the future. While Kraft Heinz said school administrators were eager for the easily accessible, ready-to-eat meals, Consumer Reports reported on their high sodium levels, prompting debate over whether the food is safe for students. You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey under a drought warning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next storm system cruises by tomorrow. A familiar story, though, as the storm track and our dry atmosphere will not be conducive to substantial beneficial rain. Lots of clouds, maybe a few raindrops, but that's it. We will see some clouds roll in tonight, especially after midnight. It's going to be cold, low temperatures around the freezing mark, lower 30s on average across the state. Cloudy and cool tomorrow, highs back to near 50, that's it. Chance of a late day sprinkle or shower. Friday, we flip back to sunshine and we start to warm up. Highs push into the mid-50s. And the weekend, we're holding around 60 degrees. Not bad. Sunny and breezy on Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy on Sunday. Maybe some showers creeping in Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack 48, New Brunswick 49, Evesham 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by NJ Diet. With NJ Diet, there are no shots, no hormones, and no surgery. You'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, and it's the natural way. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.